If your air conditioning or furnace stops working in the middle of the night, on a weekend, or over a holiday, there's no reason to wait to get it fixed. Because Atlas Butler's always open, and we never charge any overtime or after-hours fees.
The Atlas Butler family is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
I think we should get the cage, you know, the...
What cage?
The cage for the baby, lah.
What cage for the... Do you mean the baby
cage? Hi. My name is Jasmine. I'm 34, and I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Hey, be careful. Move that table there. Thanks.
My husband Imran and I moved into a new flat at the end of last year. Our son Rayan had just turned 2, and we felt like we needed more space for him to run about.
Rayan, oi! Be careful! Stop running around!
Imran, please, relax!
I haven't childproofed this place yet. I just don't want him to get hurt.
I'll do that as soon as I can, okay?
Terima kasih, sayang. You're the best.
But the thing is, having been a stay-at-home mom for the past 2 years, some part of me wanted to return to work. To put on something other than pajamas for a change. To have a reason to do my hair and makeup in the morning. To have something to focus on other than just diapers and crayons and baby food all day, you know? To just be able to earn some money of my own again. Does that make me a bad mom?
Open up, Rian. You're so messy, lah.
It's fine, Imran. I got it. So, Imran, I was wondering, could we hire a helper?
Sorry, apa?
A maid. You know, to help out around the house. Chores, cooking, cleaning. We do have a bigger house, kan?
Huh? Kenapa? I mean, it's nothing we can't handle, right?
Easy for you to say.
Apa?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Actually, I've been thinking about teaching tuition again. Just a couple of students, some simple maths, and you know, the maid could...
Jasmine.
Imran.
I earn enough money for us, kan? Why don't you just spend more time with Rian?
Well, Rian's old enough to not need me around all the time.
But takkan you nak run off and do your own things, right?
I'm not running off. I'll be at home. I'll still look after Rian. I just need a little bit of help.
I don't know, Jess. I don't think this is a good idea, though.
I want to go back to work, Imran. I want to have something else to do besides...
Besides what? Taking care of our son.
That's why we should get a helper. I can bring in some extra income. It would make things easier for everyone. Imran, please.
I'll think about it, okay?
You will? Thank you so much. Right then and there, grinning like an idiot in the middle of our half-moved-in home, I honestly believed that I was making the right decision. I had something to look forward to, something to strive towards, something that I could call my own. An income, an independence, an identity. So I ask again, does that make me a bad mom?
Welcome to After Dark, a brand new horror audio drama podcast brought to you by MediaCorp. In our first series, we tell the story of Jasmine and her family, made up of husband Imran and 2-year-old Rayan. Jasmine's family have recently moved into a bigger home, and she's considering bringing on a maid to assist with their household chores so that she could return to work. But in doing so, she would soon find out just what it is that she'll be inviting into their home.
This is our home. Bathroom is over here. Dapur kat situ.
It took a while, but we managed to find someone.
You have a very beautiful house, Ibu.
Our budget was tight. We didn't have enough to hire someone locally, so I asked a friend to ask our own helper for recommendations.
This is your room, Bu?
Yes. Imran and I sleep here. And Rayan's room is here, through the sliding door.
Okay. Your style is very good, Bu.
Oh, thank you. Diana was pleasant, young, and with an innocence about her that I found endearing. So, do you have any family?
Yeah, Bu. My sister.
In Indonesia?
Yeah. Di Jakarta.
So, you're here for her then?
Yeah, Bu. She was the first to go to university.
What did she study?
Architecture, Bu.
Wow. That's great, Diana. Congratulations. You must be so proud.
Terima kasih. Terima kasih, Bu. Do you have any siblings, Bu?
No. Unfortunately, I'm an only child.
Okay.
Well, anyway, this will be your room.
Wes, bagus banget, Bu. My mother, she told me I would not have my own room.
Well, some people aren't so nice to their helpers. But I appreciate you being here for us, Diana.
Terima kasih, Bu. I'll try my best.
The first few days with Diana were good. She was hardworking, skilled, diligent. Having her around was like a breath of fresh air.
Silakan, Pak. Bu.
Wow, thank you, Diana. What is this?
Ini, Pak, namanya nasi tumpeng.
That really smells so good. Rian, come, stop playing. Time to makan.
Diana, this is so good. I didn't know you were such a great cook. The rice smells so good.
Yeah, Bu. I mix some turmeric sama the nasi. Makes it more fragrant.
This is really, really good.
Terima kasih, Pak.
And you used less oil?
Yeah, Bu. Like you tell me to do.
Oh, Diana, don't just stand there. Come sit. Join us.
Thank you, Bu.
She took her instructions very well. Cleaned and cooked as we told her to. And the best part was, she had lots of initiative. Diana! You gave me a scare!
Maaf. So sorry, Bu. So sorry.
You can't just walk into a room like that.
Iya, Bu. Maaf lagi. I just wanted to put your clothes.
It's dry already. So fast.
Yeah, Bu. Look.
Okay. Thank you.
So sorry, Bu. I go mop the kitchen now, okay?
Yes, okay. Just remember what I said about not entering our room like that.
Yeah, Bu. I will.
And while I was pleased with how quickly she adapted to our household, there was also some part of me that worried that maybe she adapted a little too quickly.
Okay, so you see, you just need to bring this function out and close the bracket. Oh, Diana, is that you? Diana, can you get a drink for my student? Diana? Diana? Did you hear me?
Kurang ajar ya. Lu gak peduli sama aku ya. Belum gue mati. Tahu gak?
Excuse me? Diana? Kenapa dia nih? Diana, are you okay?
Iya, Bu. You need something?
Yes. Can you go and get green tea for my student?
Iya, Bu. Sekarang ya. Excuse me.
And who are you talking to just now?
No one, Ibu. Ini ya. I'll bring to your student, okay?
There were moments where she felt just a little off. Like a speck of dust on a brand new keyboard or a tiny coffee stain on a fresh white shirt. Barely noticeable, but undeniably and uncomfortably there. Ayo, Ryan! Sayang!
Eh, kenapa ni?
He hit his head against the cabinet!
Oh my god, he's bleeding!
It's okay. It's okay, sayang. Mommy's here. Mommy's here. Shh.
Ini, Bu. Tissue and ice.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Diana.
Come, let me carry him. Sayang. Sayang. It's okay, Ryan. It's okay.
Thanks so much, Diana. This could have been so much worse. Jasmine, I thought you were going to childproof the place.
Hey, I just finished 3 lessons, okay? I was going to...
When? Tomorrow? Next week? Next year?
I'm buying the rubber edges tomorrow.
Yeah. Take your time. What's another few more months, a few more years?
Please, lower your voice.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Imran, can we talk about what happened today? I don't appreciate you talking to me like that.
And I don't appreciate our son getting hurt.
I mean it, especially not in front of Diana.
I knew this would happen. I knew it. But you wanted a helper, and look where we are now.
That's not fair. I'm still here for Ria.
And yet you didn't do the childproofing.
You could have done it too if you wanted.
Hey, I'm earning the money, okay? I work all day and all night.
So do I. Okay, so you earn more than me. That gives you the right to boss me around, is it?
I'm not bossing you around. It was your idea to hire Diana and your idea to start working. Great, whatever. She's fantastic. But she's not Rayan's mother.
Don't you think I know that?
Good night, Jasmine.
Have you ever heard of the phrase, once you see it, you can't unsee it? That was exactly what I was going through at that moment. Lying in bed, staring at the ceiling, and questioning my own motherhood. I just felt so angry, yet guilty at the same time. I wanted so badly to prove Imran wrong, but I also couldn't help thinking that I might have made a mistake. Was this worth it? I mean, I'm working again. I'm bringing in some money for the family. But at what cost? The helper? My negligence? Rayan's well-being? Was Imran right? Have I become less of a mom? Hello? Imran, is that you? Imran? Are those footprints? Rian? Oh, Diana, it's you.
Shh. Quiet, Bu. Rian is sleeping. Usually, children cannot sleep after something bad happened. I saw him like that and go inside to comfort him.
You tucked him in?
Yeah, Bu. Maaf ya, I didn't want to disturb you. I hope it's okay.
Oh, no. I mean, thanks, Diana. You know, maybe this was a mistake. I don't know what I was thinking. Maybe I should just stop working and go back to being a full-time mom.
Eh, no, jangan kayak gitu lah, Bu. Don't be like that. All of us have dreams and goals. All of us want to do something good. You want to be a teacher again. What's wrong with that?
You think so? It doesn't make me a bad mother?
No, of course not, lah, Bu. If my mother did it, if any one of us was pursuing our dreams, I think we would support them.
You're not just saying that because I'm paying you?
No, Bu. Serious. I mean it.
Thanks, Diana. I'm so glad you're here. Oh, Diana, can I ask you something? Were you in the bathroom earlier?
Bathroom?
Yeah, just now when I was showering.
No. I was with Rayan, Bu.
Huh? Must be my imagination, I guess. Anyway, thanks, Diana. Get some rest, okay?
Okay. Good night, Bu.
Smell delicious as usual, Diana. What is this?
Ini, Pak, is rawon. Beef stew. Very traditional dish from my kampung.
Wow, this is so good. Please, never leave us.
Thank you, Pak.
Well, today is your off day, right? Do you have any plans?
I am going out sama Lisa.
Lisa? You mean Susanna's helper?
Yeah, Bu.
You and Lisa are from the same town, right? That's what Susanna told me. Diana?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, Bu. We are from the same kampung, betul.
Okay, then. Have fun.
Kasih, Bu.
As Diana walked away from the dining room, I couldn't help but feel that unmistakable twinge of discomfort. The sense of something being amiss. The sense that something was wrong. Only this time I felt it more than ever before. And I think I know why. She didn't like me asking questions. Hello? Who's there? This isn't funny, Tao Imran. Dala, stop it! I swear to God, when I get my hands on... Footprints? Again. Hello? Imran? Past our bedroom. Imran? Past Rayan's room. Hello? And leading to Diana's room? Diana? It's funny. This was the first time I had ever been in her room since she arrived. And it was almost completely bare.
She hadn't unpacked anything at all, except for her clothes, some toiletries, and a photo on the bedside table. It looked old, with the surface slightly worn and stains of yellow evident on the edges. And as for the picture itself, it looked like a younger Diana in her hometown, against a backdrop of lush, untamed forestry and small wooden houses. But by her side, though, was someone younger, a little girl with long hair. Hello? Who's there? Diana? Is that you? Dala, Diana, this isn't funny. Can we just talk? And then, as if from thin air, I felt a hand on my back. It was cold, bony, and very unwelcoming. I looked up then, and I finally saw her. A petite girl in a dress, silky, long black hair. And as she left the room and turned around the corridor at the end of the hallway, she stole one last glance at me, and I was absolutely certain. She was the girl in the photo.
Thank you for listening to this episode of After Dark. New episodes will be released every other Friday at 10 p.m. and you can follow the podcast on the Me Listen app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts. Episode 1, Welcome Diana, was produced and directed by Danny Cordy. Screenplay was written by Carl Gunn. Music, editing, and sound design by David Chu, with assistance by Gareth Fernandez, Gabby Peng, and Nadaraja by Ravan. The overall story is based on the Wattpad story, Nasi Kangkang, The Maid with Black Magic, written by Dr. Elmi Zulkarnain Osman. The cast for episode 1 features Azura Farid as Jasmine, Kaya Fernandez-Gonzalez as Diana, and Zach Denver Lee as Imran. The After Dark podcast is an original MediaCorp production developed in partnership with Wattpad Studios and recorded at IMDA. Pixel. Your executive producers are Barry Toh and Sapna Angaral from MediaCorp, and Aaron Levitz, Eric Lerman, and Dexter Rong from Wattpad. Reproduction of any material associated with the podcast is strictly prohibited without the express written consent of MediaCorp. We hope to see you again as we continue the story in the next episode of After Dark.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at an historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. That's tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.